From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama has joined six other leaders of the world's richest democracies for a Group of Seven summit in Ishijima, Japan, in a two-day meeting expected to focus on the global economy. Soon after arriving Wednesday, Mr. Obama had to deal with a criminal matter that outraged the Japanese public. A former U.S. Marine who works at the Kadena military base in Okinawa is suspected of raping and murdering a Japanese woman. At a joint news conference with Mr. Obama, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, speaking through an interpreter, expressed shock of an entire nation over the crime.
I, too, feel profound resentment. We will investigate in a rigorous manner under the Japanese jurisdiction, in line with the Japanese laws, this offender who committed this self-centered and absolutely despicable crime.
During his visit to Japan, Mr. Obama plans to make a groundbreaking visit to the city of Hiroshima Friday, where the world's first atomic bomb was dropped at the end of World War II. The U.N. Security Council has lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. The council has been phasing out targeted measures imposed at the end of the Civil War of 2003. On Wednesday, it took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo. Farhan Haq is a spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Secretary General notes that targeted sanctions measures have accompanied the consolidation of peace and the rebuilding of state institutions in Liberia since 2003, and that these measures have been progressively adjusted as Liberia has met the benchmarks set out by the council.
Former President Charles Taylor set off a civil war in 1989 by leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe. Taylor elected president in 1997. That resulted in more conflict. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison in 2012. This is VOA News. Azerbaijani journalist Khadija Ismailova, who worked for Radio Free Europe, has been released from custody following a decision by the country's Supreme Court. Ismailova, an award-winning investigative reporter who published findings on the vast assets of the family of President Ilham Aliyev, was sentenced last year to 7 years in prison on charges of tax evasion and abuse of power. Many saw those as politically motivated charges.
I will, of course, go further to the European Court and will fight until proven unguilty on all charges.
The court, in its order, cut her sentence in half, reducing it to 3.5 years, which she'll now be allowed to serve at home. The U.S. called on the government to drop all remaining charges. A Ukrainian female Army helicopter pilot who spent nearly 2 years in a Russian prison returned home to a hero's welcome Wednesday after being freed in a swap with Moscow. President Petro Poroshenko decorated Nadia Savchenko with the Hero of Ukraine Award. Earlier, two alleged Russian soldiers returned to Moscow as part of that deal. Tens of thousands marched through the Zimbabwean capital Harare Wednesday in support of longtime ruler President Robert Mugabe, who addressed the crowd.
I am at the service of the people. If the people feel I should go, I go. But as long as I feel I can serve the people and I can do my best, as I have done in the past, I will do my best, and then when time comes, fine, I go.
Speakers said the 92-year-old Mr. Mugabe, who has ruled the country since independence in 1980, should rule for life. His ruling ZANU-PF party has been hit by infighting over his succession. Mr. Mugabe described such activity as treasonous. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has voiced alarm at growing political tensions in Democratic Republic of Congo, where a presidential election is supposed to take place later this year. Mr. Ban noted uncertainty over whether President Joseph Kabila will seek a third term, thus violating the country's constitution. He called for restraint and asked all parties be allowed to express their views peacefully. Opposition leaders have called for nationwide demonstrations Thursday. In Burundi, at least three people killed in attacks across the country beset by political violence following last year's controversial decision by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a third term in office. Among the latest fatalities, a former army colonel. A court in Senegal is scheduled to deliver a verdict Monday in the trial of former Chadian dictator Issa Nabre, who's tried on charges of crimes against humanity, torture, and war crimes. The verdict could mark the end of a battle to bring him to justice in Senegal, where he fled and has lived in exile after being overthrown in a coup in 1990. And the sun-powered Solar Impulse 2 aircraft landed in the northeast U.S. state of Pennsylvania Wednesday, completing the latest leg of a round-the-world tour. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.